The Money Show. The Markets.
So Wayne McCurry from Wealth and Investments at First National Bank, and I see a man called Skulk Low, who I follow on Twitter, and I'm sure you do too, Wayne, because you like interesting people, is saying if it's shiny, it's getting clubbed tonight. Gold, silver, platinum, palladium, precious metals falling very, very hard, particularly the platinum group metals.
Yes, and it's all in the back of the stronger dollar. So platinum down 5%, palladium also down 5%, gold down just 1%, and then unfortunately, what's catching us in the rand is oil's up 2%. You know, it went below 80, but now it's above 81 again, and hence, you know, a strong day for Sasol on the market.
Yeah, I mean, it's really a bit frustrating just watching the currency because, of course, the Reserve Bank's worried about its impact on import inflation. And, yeah, that could make 2022 a tougher year by a long stretch. We look at the Old Mutual trading update today, which was really interesting. I mean, we know that excess deaths in South Africa are three times higher than the official COVID statistics suggest. But Old Mutual today is saying it's burning through cash to service all of the claims that are coming through its doors. And I saw Momentum had an update today as well. I'm sure it's seeing a very similar sort of claims profile.
Yeah, look, I mean, the claims have been high, and everyone, you know, every single insurance company has probably had to, you know, top up the reserves they made last year for the excess debt. So the Metropolitan, and when you look at their trading update, you know, good business sales volumes, but earnings are down because of these mortality claims.
Yeah, big claims coming through, and it's concerning. We're not even in the fourth wave yet, and that, of course, is very worrying. Another financial services company with results today, and it looks like Coronation's pretty much crushing it. It's the biggest listed asset manager on the JSE, and it's bounced back from 2020 very, very convincingly.
Yeah, well, look, I mean, we got record closing on the All Share Index. And I mean, could that be better for an asset manager? So their revenue was up 17%, which is fantastic, and earnings per share up 22%. And, you know, they're flush with cash, and it's not a capital-intensive business at all. And yet, you know, the share price is down slightly today, but that doesn't mean too much. The price-earnings ratio for the company is relatively low. You know, it's about 11 or 12. So, you know, at this price, it actually looks reasonable value, to be honest.
Brait, on the other hand, you say, you know, yes. Coronation's got lots of cash. Brait is asking its investors, again, I think it's done it a couple of times, for cash.
Yeah, look, it's got to come with another $4 billion, I think. Isn't that what they want? They want to raise $3 billion, and they've got guarantees for $2.7 billion, if I'm not mistaken. But yes, I mean, but when you go through their financial statements, you know, their net asset value is 8 rand. According to their calculation, the shares are 4 rand. And it's down 10% because of this announcement of the capital raising, because it will come out at a discount when it's actually priced. Yeah. So I suppose as a shareholder, you know, you either take the dilution or you follow the rights.
Yeah, I mean, you've got to follow your rights, I suppose. I'm going to talk to the Brait chief executive in just a little while, Peter Hayward Butt, of course. And it was a great South African success story, wonderful investments all over the place. And the wheels
at one stage
have just come off.
Yeah. One stage, wasn't the share price close to 150 rand?
Jeez, like that's your memory will be better than mine on that particular point. Wait, it's a long time ago. What's interesting in PPC, now I know PPC came out yesterday, and is that their retail business. So you and me going down, well, you going down and buying a bag of cement to go and do some DIY, going really quite nicely, both retail, rural markets. We see rural South Africa where people take money to invest in family homes doing really nicely. But the infrastructure spend part of the equation, the stuff that that Ibrahim Patel wants to protect with cement sales only, you know, using local cement. You've got to have infrastructure spend, and there's absolutely no sign of that infrastructure spend coming anywhere near PPC, not yet anyway.
No, look, Bruce, I mean, the government's got no money to do big infrastructure spend, so the only thing you can see is infrastructure spend by the private sector. And, you know, maybe we're starting down that road with the megawatt power that you can generate, even though I listened to the previous interview of how difficult it is. But I took a train ride, and I had a look at the state of Transnet's infrastructure. It is properly shot. It's shot. I mean, there's just no other way to describe it. So hopefully, like what's happened in the Durban ports, we get more and more private sector involvement. Let's not call it privatization, because that's a word you can't use. but more and more private sector involvement in the infrastructure, then you might see the spend. Because if you do it properly and you control it properly and it's properly managed, you can more than likely make some money out of it.
Yeah, and I mean, the bankers I talked to have asked if they're going to be funding this sort of expansion. Are very keen to do so. They just want to see a return profile of some kind and some sort of indication that government will be serious about allowing them in. Then they'll bet they're in. Pepkor, yeah. There was a story on Bloomberg today. There is Volpes, there's Coricraft, there's Dial-A-Bed. It's a company that owns all of these different chains. And Pepkor's quite keen to get into the furniture business, which I suppose is a very logical extension of what they do at the moment. I just wonder whether these brands are not considerably more upmarket than we used to out of Pepkor.
Yeah, but look, furniture sales have done extremely well. You know, the only slightly negative comment I might make is they might be buying it at the peak, because lots of people staying home during the lockdown had a look at the Tatty Lounge Suite and went out and bought new stuff. I know I bought a couple of new chairs.
Oh, and he's gone. Wayne McCurry bought a couple of chairs and then sat down in one of them and disappeared. Nope, he's gone. We'll have to pick up on that story another day. I was quite looking forward to hearing it, actually. Wayne McCurry from Wealth and Investments at First National Bank. We know that he's comfortable, at least. But yeah, I mean, his point is well made that have we seen the best of the furniture market? The smart guys at Pepkor don't think so. They're looking to make an acquisition in that space. Wayne McCurry at F&B Wealth and Investments.